Okay, today's daf is Babasra, daf Kuf Samach Vav in Perek Get Pashut. And just a scheduling note, Beis Hashem, today and tomorrow will Beis Hashem be regular. I will believe neither try to get Friday's daf up tomorrow night. I will try if I have time to prepare it, but tomorrow night I will try to get it up. Then I'm traveling, going to be in New York for Shabbos, so there will not be a daf on Sunday and Monday. So I hope Bezrat Hashem to come back Monday night. So I'll try to get it up for Tuesday. But Sunday and Monday won't be a daf. Bezrat Hashem Friday I will try to do Bli Neder tomorrow night, Thursday night. So hopefully we'll only have to miss 2 days. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, that is all the friends in Woodmere. Hopefully Bezrat Hashem see you this Shabbos. Okay, so yesterday we were on Kuf Samach Hey Amid Beis, and we discussed four different possibilities where. That the Gemara gives, what was the question that was asked to Rabbi Yirmiyah, which eventually allowed him back into the Beis Medrash? Four different possibilities. Was it a question of the original one, Echad B'Ksav, Echad Balpet? That's how we got into this whole discussion. The sugi of Eid Echad B'Shtar. There was one Eid written on a Shtar, one Eid, thus Balpet, testifying, can they be Mitztaref? That was the question one, or Rabbi Yirmiyah says they can, at least according to Rabbi Shup and Karcha. Then number two, the second possibility was no, that was not the question. The question was, can the Dayanim be Mitztaref? That was the second version of the question. Number three, the question, two people were made in front of one Bezdin and two in front of the other Bezdin. Can Shiavo Bezdin Eitzel Bezdin V'Yitztarfu? That was number two. Number three was Mar Barchia. That was the fifth to last skinny line. Two people were made in front of one Bezdin and two people were made in front of another Bezdin. Can Echon Mikol Bezdin come and be Mitztaref? That was the third question. And finally, the fourth question, fourth possibility was, what about Kiyam Shnaros, and one of them died in the process? One of the Dayanim died. Do you have to write on the bottom, we started off with three, but now there's only two? You have to write that explicitly, or will it be self-evident by the fact that only two people signed their name? So a number of points. First, Rabbeinu Yonah writes regarding number two and three. Regarding the Bezdin cases, important Lamaisa. Via Sikna the Bitztarfin, says the Rabbi Yonah, the Maskana, the Gemara, is that they're Bitztarf, they could all combine. Again, the Bati Dinim could come together. Again, she hit, this case number two was Maushe Yavou Bezdin Eitzel Bezdin Vietztarfu. Sounds like the entire Bezdin comes to each other and is Bitztarf. If they have, one of the Edim testify, right, one eight in front of each Bezdin, they can come and testify and combine. The second Bezdin is, the third question, which is the second regarding the Bezdin, is you have two that testified in front of each Bezdin. Could some of that, each of those Batikidim combine? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Asikna, the Maskana is Bitztarfin. Vidafka Bezdin Eitzel Bezdin. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is only Bezdin in front of, with Bezdin. That's what, the Maskana could be. Well, he's talking about, question number two. Avalam yavo'u shnayim mi bezdin zeh. V'shnayim mi bezdin zeh, vada ein mitztarfin. But, again, commenting on, possibility number two out of four. Okay, possibility number two was, if you have the entire bezdin of each one come and testify that there was one aid that they accepted. So according to that, Maskana, if you have part of each bezdin come, they're not mitztaref. Why? Lefi she'ein shnayim nasa bezdin. If only two of them come, two people aren't a bezdin. And if two of them come, v'nimsa she'im shrichim l'ha'id b'fnei chavireyim al edes ha'id she'he'idu b'bezdino. If you only have two from each bezdin coming, they're not a bezdin by themselves, so what else are they? It must be that they're giving testimony, they're giving edus, that this is the one aid, this is what happened with the one aid that came in front of them, and once they do that, v'shuv ein nasim dayanim, te'ein ein nasadayim. Right, so if there are only two and they come and testify, then they're Edim and Ein Einas Adayin. As we mentioned before, an Eid cannot turn into a Dayin. Ach, Achshav, Kishabam, Eitzel Bezdin, Eitzel Bezdin, but if the entire Bezdin comes, or at least three from each Bezdin comes, Ein Elu Tzrichim Laha'id Lefnei Elu, Ela Bezdin Zeh, Yifsiku Adin, Shekiblu Eidus Eid Echad, Venimse Eidusam Echuvenes. They can each act as a Bezdin based on the testimony that they accepted of each respective witness, and ultimately you could combine the Piskei Din. Right? So that is Rabbi Yonah's understanding of the second suggestion.
Yeah, that means that there's no problem with the Dayan Ein
Eid Nasa Dain. No, there's no issue of Dain Nasa Eid because you don't need them to become an Eid.
No, but let's say they both came Marmisar in front of another Bezdin.
You generally won't have that because firstly you need the Eidus before you have the Dayanim's acting. So you wouldn't just, the Hechi Timsi wouldn't come up. Okay, and then he adds in the next paragraph, V'im yavo shnai mi bezdin v'zeh v'yaidu b'fnei bezdin zeh, shahayu b'moshev shlosha v'kiblu eid echad. If two of the bezdin comes and testify in front of this bezdin, that they were three and they accepted, kiban shalo gamru klum bedin havi luhu eid mi p'eid. It's like Hakhnir Be'enai. If they say we were three and we accepted, since they didn't finish, you can have other discussions. So he continues now with other problems. But either way, that is his understanding of the second case. The question is, what happens when you get to the third question? The third question, the third suggestion was, if you have some from this bezin and some from that coming together to combine. His whole discussion was based on suggestion two. Suggestion three sounds like that works. So that's, you have to go to the next one. He says, Maushi avo kolecha bi kolbezin ubezin yitzarfu. V'hachi nacha lo begimu bati dinim. Mishu tekaim lon shnayim shedanu ein dinehem dim. V'chein pasko ga'onim. And he continues. So he says, at least what I said works for the second suggestion. For the third suggestion, maybe that is arguing. Okay, that is all the Rabbeinu Yonah. Is there a connection between, as we said in the later questions, that we would, do you compare Edim to Dayanim or not? Because in the third suggestion, we said, do you compare this to Rabbi Nassan? Rabbi Nassan says you have to give testimony together. So do you compare Dayanim to that or not? So that question comes up in various areas in Rishonim. Do you compare Yesodos and rules that we have by Edim, do you compare that to Dayanim as well? Just give you two examples. Number one is the Rashba. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Vav. The case is a complicated case where there were two brothers, one of them died, and then a couple years later the other one died, and the only Yoreshes is a daughter that the second brother had, and they're coming to Yarshin, the first brother's Yerusha, and the whole case takes place, and there's a Shvua that was taken, and a couple years later, some of the family members are coming to complain that the whole case should be thrown out. Why? Because some of the Dayanim were related to each other. So the shvu is no good, and we should get the money, and don't say it's an acceptance. That was the case in Vav Vav. So the Amra Shekoma Shasu Bezdin Batel Levisha Shnayim Yosu Bezdin Hayu Bnei Achios VeEin Dinei Amdim. So Hodieni, I asked the Rashba, Im Masha Nishba'a Olo, is Exer the Shvu Bezdin? What was taking place a couple of years before? Kivan Shoha Echan Min HaGimel Kasher Im Kol Echad VeEchan Me'Ashnayim. Because you have three judges, right? Dinim Amin Bishlosha. Two of them were related to each other. So can we say, hey, but each of the two relatives could have been Mitztaref with the third one? And Bidi Eved, we know there's a Shita out there that says Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din. Bidi Eved to that judge is okay. Do you say that we could do that? Or do you say no? Or do you say no, you have to throw the whole thing out? Says the Rashba, Hatshuva im Osaha Yoreshes. I agree with that girl that the whole thing has to get thrown out. Why? Dekivan Sheshnayim and Agimel Krovim Zalazeh, Ein Dinehem Din. Since you throw two of them out, it's finished. Umasha Amrit, what about the fact that you say, why don't you take one of the relatives and have them be mitzaref with the other one? No. Danan lo kaimalon kishmuel. Damar biksu b'shnayim shadonu dinayim din. We don't hold like that. Ela ein dinayim din. We say that if some of the, we don't say that two is good but the evid. And then he adds, velo od, ela afilu lishmuel, ki hai gavna ein dinayim din. Even Shmuel would say here is a problem. Why? The kivan she mixas habezdin pasul batel. Since some of the bezdin was karvo pasul, you throw them all out. Dumya de edim de afilu gimel im nimsa echan meam karvo pasul edusin batela. Right, karvo pasul. If one of the group is thrown out, you throw the whole thing out. By edim, so too says the Rashba. You don't find it anywhere in Shas, but I'll tell you that the same principle applies to dayanim. Nimsa echad karvo pasul applies to dayanim as well. And therefore, the Shvuah wasn't a Shvuah, the whole Bezdin wasn't a Bezdin, and the whole thing doesn't work. That is the Rashba. Do other Rishonim agree to this? Not clear, but there is a Rashi. There is a Rashi. Where's the Rashi? In Yevamos. Rashi in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah says there, in the 12th parak, you remember the 12th parak of Yevamos is all, everything you want to know about Chalitza Bor, afraid to ask. That's the 12th parak of Yevamos. 13th parak of Yevamos was everything you wanted to know about Miyun. Right? 12th parak, very organized. 12th parak, 13th parak. So, in the 12th parak there, the Mishnah about Chalitza says, Chalitza Bishnayim. Let's say somebody did Chalitza in front of two judges. Two judges, right? The parak starts off, you gotta do it in front of three judges, right? At the beginning, first three words in the parak, kuf alf, mitzvah chalitza, bishlosha dayanim, vafilu shlosha adyotos, right? That's the first lines. What happens if you did it in front of two, later on kuf dalet beis, o bishlosha, or in front of three, v'nimsa echan mehan karav apostle, and one of them comes out to be karav apostle, chalitza sa psula. The chalitza is psula. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Tamar, Machshirin, right, machlokas, whether it's good or not. But according to the Tanakhama, chalitza sabsula, if one of them is found out to be karav apostle, then it's pasul. Why? Rashi. Chalitza bishnayim ksherim, o begimol, v'nimsa echan mehen karov. Look what Rashi adds. Dahadar havi luhu shnayim. If nimsa echan karov apostle, out of the three, and therefore, you go back down to two. Chalitza so pasula. Chalitza is pasul. So what does it say according to Rashi? Rashi doesn't say one of them is karav, therefore there's zero. One of them is pasul, therefore there's two. So according to Rashi, maybe the Rashi is arguing on the Rashba. Can he be mechalik between different types of bezdin? Maybe. Maybe there's a difference between Dinimamidis and Chalitza, even though the marker for Chalitza is connected to Vamidis. But again, that is Rabbi Chanan picks up on this Rashi. Before Rabbi Chanan, the Mishnah Lamelech picks up on this Rashi. Rabbi Chanan quotes it in Kovetz Ha'aris. Simin Ayin Gimel Sif Yud. He quotes this Rashi, and then he quotes Miloshen Zek Diktik Bal Mishnah Lamelech De Bidayonin Lo Amrinan De Pasul Echad Yevatel Es Kol Abezdin V'Hainu De Lo Yafinan Dini Bezdin Midini Edus. Right, that's what this Rashi used to say. But he quotes the Perak Yet Pashud in Ar Gemara Bal Basra Kuf Samachem Abez. It sounds like, right, what's the maskana? That you compare Edim to Dayanim. Because a Dayanim is Tarfin. Nirek Sasmi Zed De Lo Yafinan Bezdin Me'edus, although Shuvas Arashba, he does learn it. But the Havamina says don't compare. Either way, that is Rabbi Chanan's little entry in Simenai and Gimel Sif Yud. Maybe this is a machlokas between the Rashba and Rashi, whether you can compare the cases. There is other Rishonim discuss other types of psulim, but we'll leave it with that one. Good. Let us continue. Let us continue. Just one more right before the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah, the fourth suggestion. Yesterday we ran through all of them. Now we're commenting on them. The fourth suggestion, what allowed Rabbi Yirmiyah back into the Beis Medrash, was the case of Kiyum Shtaris. If they wrote, the Dayanim that are being Mekayim the Shtar, all heard all of the testimony, they're about to sign it, and then one of the Rachman al-Islan dies. And now they can only sign two of them. So do you have to be worried that if you sign two of them, people will think something, something fishy is going on. Maybe one of the Dayanim weren't good. Maybe one of them was a Karav or a Pasul. Maybe something else happened. It was really two and they wrote three by mistake. So said that the Maskana is that you have to write it. You have to write that there were three. So the Ritva says, Omer Haram Zal Techad Leisoi Loma Akef. L'chachila. But it's not Leikuva. To write that one of them isn't here anymore. Ularavcha Demilsa Naket Leilame Markushta Demilsa. It's L'chachila. If you didn't write it, it's okay. That's what how he understands this Gemara. It is only a din lechat fila. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. More dine shtaris. What if there is an ambiguous lashon on the shtar? Says the Mishnah. Chasiv bo zuzin meyab deinun slain esrin. If it says there's some type of business deal, and it says Reuven or Shimon. 100 zuz. 100 zuz is 25 slime. But the right one zuz per sella. But it doesn't say that. It says 100 zuz, which are 20 slime, which is a little less than it should have written. So how much do you collect? Ein lo ela esrin. You only collect 20. You go by the lower amount. Because, right, that's, how much mechaber lo varaya. Zuzin mea de inun tlasin silin. What about the opposite? 100 zuz, which is 30 slaim. Ein lo elamana. Again, you go by the lower amount. You only go by 100 zuz. Kesef zuzin de inun. If it says silver zuz, the silver zuz venimchak. And then the number is erased. You don't know it's rubbed out. You don't know how many silver zuz. Ein pachos mishtayim. No less than two, because it's plural. It's plural, so at least two. Kesef sla'in de'inun v'nimchak. Ein pachos mishtayim. If you have silver, kesef. Silver sla'in. Darkonos de'inun v'nimchak. Darkonos, all these different types of coins. Ein pachos mishtayim. Look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos. The Pharisee Saul, Tosfos Yantiv, they explain why you have to give all three cases, right? Isn't it the same Yisod in each one? When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam generalizes it into a nice klal. This is the second to last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchas Malviv Alovev. The Rambam says you always go by the lower one, Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtona, right? Kamos Bechavar Lavaraya, Vein Motzi Ala Badavar Shein Bo Safik. Lefichach, Kol Shtar, Sheyesh Bo Mashma Shtei Lashonos. Any document that has two Lashonos written on it. Shema Kach, O Shema Kach. You don't know what it means. Is it this amount of zuz, this amount of money? Eino notel ella hapachos shebishtehen. You only take the lower amount. That's the Rambam. But then the Rambam adds, v'im tafaz ba'elyona, if the person grabs the higher amount, so what do you think the Rambam's going to say? Tfisa, does tfisa work here? The Rambam says, yes, it works. Ein motzi'in miyado. We let the grabber keep it. Ella, Ein motzi'in miyado, ella baraya brura. You only take it away from him with a full raya. Why? Like also somebody else explains, because it's a safek. It's a suffix, it's a suffix. So right now you see a motzvechel of a raya. If he grabs it, you sold it. You might have a motzvechel of a raya. So the question is, though, in this type of circumstances, whenever we say tfisa lo mafkinan, how much do we say that you can take the law into your own hands? Right, but the Rambam is saying, at least in this context, you can, again, you might be mechalik between different types of sveikos, but so we'll get to this later on. Is it a suffix about what happened, or is it a suffix about the din? Here, it's a suffix, we don't know exactly what occurred. Bezin didn't give him psak, right, because we don't know what's raining here. So Bezin kind of just removes themselves. Bezin didn't, it's suffix, and therefore this is the halacha. We don't know what the loan was. So maybe that's why the Rambam here says that Tfisa would work. That is the second to last Rambam in Hilchas Malviv Alov. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, continuing. Kasiv lo, middle of the Mishnah. Kasiv bo milamala mana, umilamata matayim, milamala matayim, milamata mana. What if there's a different lashon in the beginning of the star and at the end of the star? It says 100 at the top and the 200 at the end. Right, it's not in the same phrase, different types. So then, hakol holich achar atachton. Then you go by the later one in the shtar. Because we assume, pashtus of the Gemara, pashtus of the Mishnahs. Pashtus of the Mishnah is what? You always go by the bottom one, even if the bottom one is the larger amount. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. Right, because we assume that if there's a different number, then he was chozer bo. And he lent him the second number. Even though he said 100 earlier, the loan must have been from the second one. Basha'en Kain, in the earlier cases, we don't assume that, we just don't know. Says the Rimi Gash, what's the difference? The difference is that in the first case, he wrote one phrase. He wrote 100, which is 20, 100, which is 30. So if he wrote one phrase, so then you assume there was a mistake. So if there was a mistake, you don't know what to do. So you say, Hamos HaMechavar HaLavaraya. Here, why do you have to say there's a mistake? Maybe you can assume a person's not going to change his mind from one word to the next. A person might change his mind from the beginning of the shtar to the end of the shtar. So that's why in the first half of the Mishnah, you said there was a mistake. So you say Hamos HaMechavar HaLavaraya, you just don't know what to do. But here, it's two separate statements. Says the Rimi Gash, Ha'aditzran zuzei mea de'inan silin tlasin, ein lo elamana mishum de dibur echad hu, ve'i efshar l'chalik b'nehen. You can't be mechalik. V'kiva de dvarif sosrin zedzeh, amrinan yad balashtar ala tachtona. You say yad, you get the lower amount. V'chi amrinan hakol holech achra tachton, hecha tahavi le shnei diburin mechulakin. You have two separate statements. To call echan me and dibur b'fnei atzmo. V'yin tzorech lechaveiro. V'kivan, ukagon shatachlon sosiris elyon. So therefore we say, meheder kahadar bay, me elyon, and that's why you always go by the tachton. So that's the difference between same phrase in the top, in the first case of the Mishnah, and different phrases in the bottom. The Rashbam does add that you only go after the tachton, excluding shita achrona. Remember what we had on Shabbos. Right, you can't learn anything from Shita Achrona. Shita Achrona just has to be a summary of the earlier, because then you're worried, maybe there was just a space there, and they added in something. So excluding Shita Achrona, you can't add. That's what the Rashbam says. The Ritva quotes the Rashbam and says, I'll agree half. L'chovato, you could count Shita Achrona. If it's something bad about the Baal HaShtar, then why should you assume that he forged this? If it's against him, it's against him, it's Lechova. So even Shita Achrona could teach you if it is Lechova so. That is the Chiddush of the Ritva, that's the Rashbam and the Ritva on our case, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Ramah, in Simin Mem Beis. Okay, continuing, finishing off the Mishnah. Im Kain, last line of the Mishnah. If it's true that if you have something different in the first line and the later on, Loma Kos Vanessa Elyon, why then, if we always go by the Tachton, why do even people write beginning of the Shtaris? Why do you even write, go through the story twice? Why didn't you just write the Tachton? Shim Timachik Os Achas Mina Tachton Yom Mamana Elyon. So if something gets rubbed down in the Tachton, you learn it from the Elyon. You always just write it a couple times to make sure. Remember, it wasn't like Shtaris that we have. It was like Sifrei Torah. Meaning over time, things get rubbed out. It was with ink on parchment, so things get rubbed out over time. So therefore, you always try to take precautions and write things over and over again.
Doesn't that imply that if there's a difference between the other and talking, it was a mistake? If the whole thing's for Chazara?
No, but that's why it would be written twice, even if it wasn't a mistake. Even if it wasn't a mistake, why do you, Bechlal, have it twice? So you assume it was for Chazara purposes, but it could also be, if you change your mind, it could also be something different. It's saying, why Bechlal do you have both parts of the Shtar? Tana Rabbanan. Says the Brisa. The Bach takes out the next word. Omar. Okay. Kesef. If it writes this Kesef, ain't Pachos B'Dinar Kesef. So then, it's no less than a Dinar Kesef. If the Shtar says that he borrowed Kesef from me, so you have to give back at least a Dinar Kesef. Kesef Dinrin, V'Dinrin Kesef, ain't Pachos B'Shnei Dinrin Kesef. That's at least two Dinars. Kesef B'Dinrin, if it says Kesef in dinar, kesef bidinrin, ein pachos mi b'shnei dinarin dahav kesef. If it says kesef in dinar, so then you assume the currency is something else. The amount of kesef in dinar, so he gets paid back no less than 2 dinar zahav in kesef. That's the assumption of what those words mean. The Gemara will talk about it soon. Amar Mar, Kesef in Pachos B'Dinar Kesef. If it says Kesef, no less than 1 coin of Kesef, Yehme Nascha, maybe one of it's just a silver, so maybe it just means a slab of silver. Nascha, piece of silver. That's all it says, just as Kesef. So Amar B'Lazar, Dechaz B'Be Matbeya. It says Matbeya. It says coin. It says Matbeya Kesef. Yehme Priti. Maybe it means very tiny little coins, pennies. Right, the smaller amount of coinage than dinar. Amar of Papa ba'asra de losagi priti de kaspa. Nobody uses it. The place where nobody uses those types of little coins. That's why it can't mean that. Okay, period. Tana Rabbanan. Dahav ein pachos b'dinar dahav. It's a parallel brisa about gold. If it says gold, then no less than a coin of gold. Dinar zav. Dahav dinrin v'dinrin dahav ein pachas b'shnei dinrin dahav. Only no less than 2. Dahav bidinrin ein pachas mi b'shnei dinrin kesef dahav. Same thing as we said before. If it says gold in dinrin, so no less than 2 dinrin, the value of 2 dinrin of silver in gold. Okay, that's what we assume was meant. Fine. Amar Mar, Dahavin Pachas B'Dinar Zdahav, Imanaskla, same question. Maybe you mean a slab of gold. Amar Balazar, the Chazam Matbeya. It said Matbeya. Vema Priti, maybe it means the smallest coins. Priti, Dadabalo Avid Inshi. No, people don't make gold coins, such small gold coins. Continuing. Yet a lot of this is based on, right, this reminds us of the middle prakim of Maseches Baba Basra, right? The prakim about what people mean when they say something. So this is all what we assume people mean. Zahav bidinrin. What if you have gold bidinrin? Ein pachos mi b'shnei dinrin kesef zahav. That's what we said. V'eima dava pricha. Maybe it means dava pricha are fragments and small pieces of gold. Betray dinri dava kamar, worth 2 dinrin of gold. Maybe that's what it means. You're right, they don't make gold coins so little, but maybe it means pieces. Amar Abaya, Yad Balashtar ala tachtona. No, the Yad Balashtar is always on the, you always say it means the lesser amount. So you're right, it could have meant that, but Hamos Bechala Baraya, we always say that it means the lesser amount. So the next in the parentheses is taken out. The Masoras Hashatz changes it to, see on the top right, Ihachi Reishanami, Right, changes it to those four words. So in the Reisha too, why don't you say the principle in all these cases is that Yad Baal Ashtar Ala Tachtona, and you always go by the smallest amount possible. Amar Avashi. No. Reisha the Kasav Dinri, Seifa the Kasav Dinrin. One case is Dinri, one case is Dinrin. So Dinri, there's a difference between what people meant. Dinri is Mashma Dinri Zahav. Dinarin are Mashma Kesef. Right, so there's a difference between dinri and dinrin. Ask the Gemara, Umina, Timra, Deshani, being dinri le dinrin. How do you know there's a difference? So the Gemara does not answer because people say it differently and people use it differently. No, we'd rather not say that. We'd rather quote a Mishnah. Titania, the Brisa. The Brisa says, really it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Mesaches, Krisus, and Taurus. Right? It's a Taurus Perik, Dalad Yud Gimel. Taurus, Taurus. Well, we asked a trivia question in the past. You know, the only Masechta that has a Seder named after it as well. That's Masechas Taurus. But really, there's like one and a half, you could say. Because Masechas Nezikin, also, well, we're finishing up, Ezrat Hashem, in another week and a half, this is also, at least it used to be, at least according to the Gemara, Kol HaMasechta. This is Nezikin. Ditan, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha, how do you know there's a difference between Dinri and Dinrin? So here we go. Ha'isha, Shahayu Allah, Safik Chamesh Leidos, Safik Chamesh Zivos. If a woman, we're going to do the whole Mishnah, and then we're going to talk about it. So, if a woman has five Safik childbirths, she had five miscarriages, she's not sure if it was a real baby in there or not. Right? So she's not sure if she has to bring the Karbanos of Leida. Or Ziva. Ziva, we know a Zava also has to bring a carbon, a Zava Gedola. Zava Gedola is a woman who sees three times in the time of the month when she is not supposed to have her period, have her nidus. She sees three times. So we know the halacha is that if she sees three in a row, so if she sees once, twice, then she's a Zava Katana, and then she's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She's tummy for a day, she goes to the mikvah, and the next day everything is finished. But if she is a Zava Gedola, then she has to wait seven clean days, Shivin Akiyim, and then she has to bring a carbon on day eight. So what if she's not sure? She got mixed up. She got mixed up. Am I a Nida? Am I a Zava? I saw three times. I'm not sure if one of the days was in the Nida. I'm not sure. So all these cases, what falacha? Mevi'a carbon echad. She brings one carbon. She brings one carbon to solve all of these fakes. V'ocheles bizvachim. And that one carbon allows her to eat carbonis because until that time, if she is a Zava, Gedola, or she is a Yoledis, she is what's called a Mechusar Kippurim. Which means, right, all Hilchos Mechusar Kapara in the Rambam, right, Zav, Zava, Nidi, Yoledes, Ro, Mechusar Kapara, they cannot eat Karbanos until they bring their Karban. So this poor woman, she doesn't know, let's say especially, she's married to a Kohen. She has all these Karbanos in her house. So she wants to eat, so the halacha is, what does she do? She brings one Karban, and that suffices, right, to be able to eat Karbanos. How is one Karban suffice? The Rashbam says, just like you go to the mikvah once. Let's say you're tummy five tumas. You go to the mikvah once, it makes you tahar. So to here, one carbon is all you need. The ein shar aleha chova. And the other ones don't worry about. She doesn't have to bring any more carbons. The other ones are not a chova on her. But chayu aleha chamesh. There's a lot to talk about there, but again, we're going to finish the point first. Chayu aleha chamesh vidos vada'os. Chamesh vidos vada'os. What if a woman has five vadai ladies and five vadai zivas? Basically, Mashiach should come today. We're going to be real today. So all of our wives are going to have to bring carbonus. Right? They owe them. Right? All these sets of carbonus. So how many sets of carbonus are they going to have to bring? So they owe, you know, six sets of carbonus, four sets of carbonus, whatever children, how many children that person has. Seven sets of carbonus. So the halacha is that mevia carbon echad v'ocheles bizvachim v'hashar alechova. The first carbon allows her to eat carbonus, but she's got to bring the other ones. She's got to bring the other ones, right? The other one, but she still owes owes them, but the first one is good enough to allow her to bring the to eat karbanis. And the Mishnah quotes, Maisa va'amdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'din rei zahav. Oh, there was a story. Kinim is a pair of birds, right? Those are the karbanis that a woman or a zava have to bring after their period of time that they were tamei. So there's a story that they became very expensive. Very expensive. Din rei zahav. The demand was great and supply was low. Amr Shem Gamliel. Shem Shem Gamliel had to fix the situation. He had a remedy. He gets up in front of everybody. He says, Amon Azeh, I swear. Amon Azeh, like by the base of Migdash. Amon is Hashem's residence. Im Alin Halayla Ad Sheyu B'Dinrin. I swear that the price is going to go down until it goes down to Dinrin. There's the Rai already. See, Dinarei, Zahav, and Dinrin. See, Dinrin means silver. Nichras the Bezdin. So he went to the Bezdin, Belimate, and he paskind. Ha'isha shahayu alei chamesh leidos vados, chamesh yivas vados, mevi'a karban echad, v'yochelos bezvachim, v'ein shar alei chov. Don't worry about the other ones. I'm helping the economics of the of Yerushalayim. Right, so he passed in that way, and what happened? All of a sudden, supply demand went shot down, and va'amdu kinim bo bayom berivatayim, and kinim were worth a quarter of a dinar, which is 1/100th of the original price. 1/100th of the original price, so demand shot all the way down. So that is the raya, the difference between dinarin and dinrin and dinare. Right, so that is the. That is the raya. Okay, a couple things to talk about on this Mishnah. First of all, the general machlokas, a well-known machlokas discussed in Maseches Nida, which hopefully we'll talk about in a couple of years, and that is machlokas between the Rambam and all other Rishonim. All other Rishonim, Rashi and Erechin, and all the Rishonim assume that Zava and Nida are exactly how I just described them. That means the first time a woman gets her period in her life, 12 years old, 13 years old, she is a Nida. She's a Nida for 7 days. It doesn't matter how long she sees during that period of 7 days. As she can see the whole 7 days, she only has to see a drop at the beginning of the 7 days. Either way, she counts 7 days. The end of the seventh day, right before Shkia, she doesn't have Sektara, she checks. As long as she's clean, boom, she goes to the mikvah and she's Tahara Labaila. That's it. That's Nida. After those 7 days, start her 11 days of Ziva. Of Ziva, meaning potential Ziva. If she sees anything during those 7 days, during those 11 days, because we assume the average woman has that cycle. So 7-11, 7-11, it goes over and over again. And during those 11 days, if she sees, so then she is a Zava. And let's say she sees for 3 days during that period of Ziva, so then she has to wake Shiva Nikiyim. She has to wait 7 clean days, and until she wakes Shiva Nikiyim, she does not start her Nidus yet again. The count stops, and therefore she's Zava until she has Shiva Nikiyim. Derech Agav, that's the famous Chumra de Reb Zera, Mesechas Nida, that's what all women of Zman Hazeh are machmer on themselves, and even if they see a tipa sam kachardel, a tiny drop of blood, they consider themselves zava gadolas. Zava gadolas, that's why shiva nikiyim. Right? That's because we don't know zava nida, it's too confusing. So that's why everybody's considered a zava gadol today. So that's how Rov Rishonim assumes 7-11. But if you're in ziva, so then nidus doesn't start again until you have shiva nikiyim. That's against the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Yisurei Bia Perek Vav. The Rambam says. Call Yimei Ha'isha Miyom Sheyikva LaVeses Ad SheTamus O Ad SheYakar HaVeses LiYom Acher Tispar LaOlam Shiva Mitchilas Yom HaVeses V'Achareihen Acharasar Shiva Acharasar Shiva V'Achareihen Acharasar 7-11, 7-11, period. Doesn't matter. After the 11, you start 7 again. V'Tizoher B'Minyan Kedei Sheteida Be'ei Shetira Dam Im B'Yimei Nida Ras O B'Yimei Ziva Shekol Yomei Shel Isha Kachein Shiva Yimei Nida V'Yacharasar Yimei Ziva. Right? Ella Imkein Efsika B'Leida. Okay, birth stops it, so that breaks it. That is the Rambam. The Magen Mishneir quotes Avaharamban Birer Barayos Gemuros. Right? That is a totally different Ein Ziva El B'Yorav Shesmuchan L'Shiva Sherasa B'Anidus. Right, so that's the machlokas between between the Rambam against other Mefarshim. Interesting that a Zava and a Zav have to bring a carbon. A Nida does not have to bring a carbon. Why doesn't a Nida have to bring a carbon? She has to bring a carbon every month. But why Dafka, Nida and Zava have many parallels. So the Ramban says, the last Ramban in Parshas, Parsha is this, Mitzorah. Last Ramban of Parsha is Mitzorah, right before Achremos. That's where the whole second half of Mitzorah is all about these halachas, because Zav and Zava are considered cholis, chalom, sicknesses. Right? It's a re'iyah when she's not supposed to see. And if she's not supposed to see, so then you bring the carbon when she gets better out of hodah. That's why azav also. V'tam tumas azav be'ish v'bnei she'yosa choli kaved ben acholam anidbakim v'tzor carbon l'asiz hodah l'ashem sheripa oso v'tiaro v'hitzorach oso carbon v'srapusa k'din azav. Right, zav and zava, it's a carbon hodah. It's a carbon hodah, says the Ramban. There is a important ha'ara from Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav writes, this is quoted in the Mesorah journal, Choveres Yud Gimel, Chelok Yud Gimel, that he points out that if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, the Isser of living with a Nida is recorded. Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav Galoser Basa. By Nida, it says Beferish. You're not allowed to live with a Nida. By Azava, it doesn't say Mefurish. It says Azava is Tame. It goes through Hilchas Tum Vatara of Azava. But it does not say there's an Isser of Bia with a Zava. It doesn't say that. And if you look in, or Yoledes, or even a Yoledes, right, in the first 7 days or 14 days, boy or girl, right, so it doesn't say that. The only Isser Mefurish is Nida. Isser Zava doesn't say Mefurish. And in the Rambam, he says, in the Shalo live all Nida. Ach Zava lo Hiskir, and also say for a mitzvah. Shalo lavo al Nida bezayin yamim misham velidah bin yashtu masa. By Zava, Yoledes doesn't mention it. We know it's Asr. We know it's Asr Daraisa. We have that Misora. That it's Asr to live with the Zava or with the Yoledis for 7 days, 14 days. They're not just Tamei. So it must be, says the Rav, that it's all Shem Echad. It's all one Shem Isser. Right? Muchach Mizet, the Shem Echad Yeshlahem Lagabe Be'ila. The Achilik Be'nida V'Zava, Havirak Le'edin Hechne Esarim Lios Nida O'Zava. The difference between them is how do they become these statuses? How do you become a Nida, a Zava, or a Yoledes? The Hechmetarim. Ach Bishas Tumasan Dim Echad Lohem. Vim Echad Boel Osa Isha Be'ishihi Nida, V'achagach Zava V'Yoledes Bishogeg Be'helam Echad. If you have one Helam and your Boel, you know, all these different types, Lo Yechai V'Lachatas Achas. It's one Chatas. Because it's Helam Echad. Linyin Tumah, the Roman counts three mitzvahs. Tzadik Tes Kuf and Kufav. Because regarding Tumah, it's three different parashas of the Torah. But regarding the Isser, it's only one Shem Isser. For Zava and Nida and Yoledes. Important point. Okay. More to talk about. Okay, back to this Mishnah that was quoted. So the Mishnah says that what about the Safek cases? In the Safek cases, you bring one, the Ein Shar Aleha Chova. The other ones you don't have to bring. Can't you bring them? Can't you bring the other ones? Sounds like from the language of the Mishnah, the Ein Shar Aleha Chova, they're not obligatory upon her. But it sounds like she can bring them if she wants to bring them. The Rishonim, for two different reasons, say that she cannot. She's not allowed to bring them. Right? What's the Pashtus? What would you say the Pashtus? What's the reason she cannot bring them? Pashas should be is because it's a chashash chulun lazara. They're all suffix. So one, okay, you want to let her eat a carbon. Eat carbonus. But the other ones, it's a suffix. So therefore, you have to say she can't bring them. It's a chashash chulun lazara. That's what the Rambam writes. Hilchos Shkagos perak yudal. What the Rambam says. V'b'nei maybe osa mechusa kipurim, but also lecho b'kacha mashiavi kaparaso. Avol b'she eno mechusa kipurim, eno maybe carbon misafik. Yirali she'elu achayavin b'karbon misafik einam nevi a carbon shema yachnisu chulun lazara. There's an issue of bringing chulun lazara, even bringing it into the azara, possibly not even being makrivit chulun lazara. So therefore, says the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis. That is why don't take this lashon so literally. Ve'ein shar le'achova means that she's not allowed to bring them. The Rashbam right here has a different shot. The question the Mefarshim asks, why the Rashbam has to give a different reason. The Rashbam's reason is that she cannot bring them because maybe she'll bring a carbon lebeis hapsul. Right? Maybe she won't be able to she's not going to be able to eat them. Right? She'll not be able to eat them. You can bring the carbon, but you can't eat them because maybe it's brought when it's not supposed to be brought. Where is that Rashbam? Eino Nechal, he quotes the first wide line. Shebekoshi hitiru lahavi chadas ha'op ala safik. Kedei latara mi safik tumasa. Mishum dahi chadas azla l'kfura. Because that chadas you're not going to eat. Not going to eat it. And therefore, you can't bring the other words because lahavio lebeis hapsul. You're not going to be able to eat them anyway. You don't bring a carbon if you know you're not going to be able to eat it. Even if you're going to have a minimal time to eat it. Many times we say, aim if you in carbon lebeis hapsul. So both the Rambam and the Rashbam, for different reasons, say, don't take this language so literally. And that's a discussion Rav Shach has. We're not going to do it now, but the Avia Ezri has a discussion. Why does the Mishnah mislead us? Why does the Mishnah say Vein Shara Lechova if it doesn't mean it? It means you're not allowed to bring it. So he has a lumdus in Hilchas Mechusrei Kippur. Okay, one final point, and that is Okay, we'll leave that for now. Oh, fine, I'll say it. Okay, so says the Shaila was, okay, it was asked, not to say it. How did he just get rid of all these karbanos? How did he get rid of all these karbanos? You owe them, you don't know them, don't worry about it, you don't know these other ones. And they just say, okay, no more. What, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker? We're not talking about Dini Mamanis here. How did he do this? So Rashi and Krisa says, Harasha, right? He's allowed to, it's like, you're allowed to, Gadol Ador, I'll do anything he wants. Harasha, that's what Rashi says in Meseches, Krisus on Daf Ches. But if you look at this bottom Tosis, Tosis Nechnas, Tosis argues. He says, no! They are Chova. Right? They are Chova. The Chiddush is that he emphasized the psak that one of them is good enough to eat karbanos. That's what he did. So he said, don't worry about all the other ones. You can bring those in 10 years. That's his emphasis. And that's why the price went down, because the women were thinking to themselves, oh, I think I have to bring all my karbanos, Right? And the Aruch HaNer increases, expands upon it. How often did they come to the Beis HaMikdash? They probably came once a Yovel. Right? They came maybe, hopefully, three times a year. But even so, they probably brought all their karbanos, right? Especially from Chutz Laaretz. Did they come from Chutz Laaretz? Right? Tosfos in the beginning of Psachim. Did the Jews from Chutz Laaretz, were they older regel? But especially if you say no, maybe they came every couple of years. Right, so they had a couple of kids. So maybe some women are thinking, oh, I have to buy all these karbanos, and I won't be able to. And if I don't bring all the karbanos, then I'm not going to be able to eat from the shlamim, from the shalmei chagiga, from the karbanos on yantif. So that's what he did. He emphasized that only one is needed for eating. Don't worry about the other ones. And then he quotes Tosas quotes in the turning over the top of the next of the Amud Beis. He quotes, he found it in an old version of Rabbeinu Tam. Matsasi b'mishnah of Krisus, he found in the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, v'shar alei achova, not the ain alei achova. He found that girsa. Don't worry, the other ones you'll bring. Umitchila, and then he goes back and forth. Mitchila hayakasav v'ain shar alei achova umachak. It said v'ain, and then it was erased. Umachak v'ain. V'chein hayinir ikir. And then he says v'ishtema, because in all the Sfarim we have, it says v'ain. Goes back and forth with the girsos, but either way, that's the suggestion, what he did. Okay. Let's continue. So, Kasim Elamala, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if it says something above and something below, right, so then you go by what's on the bottom, right? You always go by what's on the Tachton because we assume it changed. So, Tana Rabbanan. Yilmud ha-Tachton min ha-Elyon bo'os achas avalo b'shtei osios. You could only learn the bottom from the top by one letter and not by two letters. Meaning, kagon, chanan mi-chananani, va'anan mi-anani. Right, Chanani and Anani. If you're missing one letter, if there's a name in the top part and a name in the bottom part, and the name in the bottom part is only missing one letter, so then we assume that you wrote it shorthand, but it's the same person. But if it's missing two letters, like if it just said Chain and it said Chanani on top, that's not good enough. Then you assume it's a different person on the bottom. So my shnosh de osios delo, why by two osios do you assume it's not the same person? Dilma Misrami Shane Ben Arba Osios. But how about like Palgid the Shma? Because maybe there's a name with four letters and now he's writing half the name. Sofrim don't write half the name. You don't abbreviate something by writing half of somebody's name. So that's what you assume. If you're missing two letters, then maybe he wrote, maybe you don't assume that a sofer did that, and therefore you assume it's a different name. So Yafi Osakas Nami, Dilma Misrami, Shane Ben Shtei Osios, Bavale Palgi Deshma. What maybe you'll have a letter, a two-letter name, and he'll abbreviate with one, and then you're missing half of it again. So you can't have a rule across the board if you're only missing one letter, because sometimes one letter could be half the name too. So Ella, no, this is the reason. Shtei Osios Haino Taima. Why are two letters, if it's a difference of two letters, we say that it's not going to be accepted, and you say the bottom one must be a different name. Dilma Misrami Shein Ben Shalosh Osios V'Havile Ruba Deshma. A sofer would never leave out most of the name. A sofer wouldn't do that. So missing one letter, it'll never be most. At most, it's one and one. So that's why, if you're missing one letter, you could assume that it was just written shorthand from the top, but if it's missing two letters, it could be a rove, and that's why it would be a problem. Period. What about a nickname? What about a nickname which is much shorter? So then you gotta work out. You gotta work out exactly if it would have been written in it. Amar Papa, what about this case? Pshitali, seifel milamala, v'keifel milamata. These are different items. If he said he sold them or he borrowed from him a seifel on top and a keifel on the bottom. Rishon talking about what is a seifel, what is a keifel. A seifel is a type of cup. A keifel might be clothing that's folded, mekupal. Right, different things. So it says Seifa on the top and Kefa on the bottom. Hakol holech achar atachton. You go by the tachton. By the tachton, so you assume that he changed his mind. Change your mind. The Mishnah says you always go by the tachton. The Rimi Gash says even if the tachton is worth more, that's the pashas. You go by the tachton. For some reason, when the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam assumes that kefal is worth less, and that's why he says you go by the bottom because anyway, it's the pachas shebishnehem. It's just a little tsarach in exactly how he reads the Gemara, but this is the pashas. The pashas is you always go by the bottom. Boy, Rav Papa, what about this case? Kefal milamala v'seifal milamata. What about the opposite? You have kefal on the top and seifal on the bottom. My michashinon lezvuv olo. Do you assume that maybe while the ink was still wet, a bug came and sat on the bottom of the kuf of kefal on top and rubbed it out? And really, it should say kefal, and you know it said something different there. So kefal and seifal. So what's the halacha? Are you worried about a zvuv or not? So teku, unclear whether we should be worried about bugs, zvuvim, rubbing out ink. So the Gemara seems to say that we're only worried about bugs sitting on ink and rubbing it out. And therefore, if you take the bottom of the kuf away, then it could turn into a samach. Right? It turned into a samach. If the bottom of the kuf is erased, then you're missing a little bit on the top left, but you could turn into a samach. But it does not sound like the Gemara is worried about the other way. Right? Meaning, are we worried that the bug sat on the samach and was marich and made it into a kuf? Do bugs do that? So that is a discussion of the sma. The Sma talks about bugs, right? Zvuvim, Simen Membez, Sif Chaf Aleph, in the Sma. Sefer Me'iras Einayim. Sefer Me'iras Einayim. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Membez there, Kosovo Milamala Seifel, O Milamata Kefel, Hako Holech Achara Tachton, and then he has the Rambam's line, Shah Kefel Pachos Mi Seifel. That's why you go by the bottom, because the kefal is worth less. Kosovo milamala kefal o milamata sefal. What about the opposite? Choshishim, shema zvuv hesir regal akuf v'nase samach v'ena gove ela kefal. V'chein kol kiyosei v'zeh shi'ar ba'al shalat haftona. You always take the bottom. Says the Sma, betosos v'barashba mashma shahatam o mishim shederach hazvuv l'katzer ha'os v'lasos mikuf samach v'lo laharich lasos misamach kuf. Sounds like from Tosus and the Rashbam that no, Zvuvim only erase, they don't lengthen, and therefore it doesn't matter what's worth more and what's worth less. Right? Kefal might become Seifel, but Seifel will never become Kefal. And therefore he says, I believe, look at the Rambam obviously thinks something else. You always go by the lesser. Why? But Sarach Lomer, the Rambam Sfirle, the idea is Vuv, Yachol Hishtanos, Gamkin Laharech Ha'os, Aide Tishtush, Velasos Misama Kuf, Mishamachi, Sarach Latam, the Kefal Hu, Hapachos. So, it's a machloikas between the Rambam and the Tosis and the Rashbam. What would a bug do? Would his Vuv also lengthen the ink? Or would it just shorten the ink? What would it do? The Rashbam here says, what are you paskin for the teku? It's teku, what are you paskin? So the Rashbam says, hamosim echaver lavaraya. Even though, says the Rashbam, I paskin. Remember this Rashbam, we had it back on Daf Sadik Beis and elsewhere. Even though I usually paskin like sumchis, maman amota basafik chokin, you should split it. No, two different types of sfeikas. By sumchis, maman amota basafik chokin, you paskin when you don't know, what? The ikar maisa is not known to us. But if you just don't know what to paskin, so then, if it's a teku, so then we say that hamosamecha lavaraya, and Bezin just removes itself. Right? It's a difference between suffik in din and suffik in mitzias. That is the Rashbam here. Rabbi Chanan knows on this Rashbam, but I don't know why there should be a difference. Hamosamecha lavaraya, period. But that is the Rashbam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem again. Bez Hashem tomorrow, regular time. Bez Hashem, I will try to give Friday shiur tomorrow night. Friday tomorrow night, we'll call it for 8:30. We'll try to call it here. I'm flying tomorrow night. So we'll try. B'li neder, and then Sunday, Monday, there won't be a shiur up. And Bez Hashem, we'll continue then on Tuesday.